Hello students, Sindhu Madam once again from ACS Kudamkulam. I am with the fourth module of Chemical Reactions and Equations, Class 10th Chemistry. In the present module, we will be discussing about one of the very important reaction, that is redox reaction. Children, when we look closely, we might observe hundreds of chemical reactions taking place in our vicinity. Reactions like respiration, reactions like combustion, photosynthesis, corrosion, then decomposition of dead and decayed organisms. So all these reactions, there is a chemical action. And you know, children, all these reactions involve redox reactions. So these redox reactions actually involves oxidation and reduction reactions. These are the two half reactions which makes the redox reaction a complete reaction. See, it's very interesting to know that we know cops often use breath analyzers, or these breath analyzers are used to know the content of alcohol in driver's breath. So what happens? It is based on redox reaction. The chemical which is there in the breath analyzer is a potassium dichromate. It is potassium dichromate, which is orange in color, and it's a very good oxidizing agent. It reacts with the alcohol content of the driver's breath and converts into acetic acid, and itself it changes the color from orange to green. So from the color change, we can identify or we can calculate the level of alcohol in the blood. So this also involves redox reaction. See, we can see in the picture there are some reactions here which are redox reactions, like already I told you, combustion, then action of medicine, rusting, which is a very common phenomenon, bleaching action, that is colored object changes to colorless due to the action of like substances like chlorine, ozone, etc. Then decomposition of dead and decayed matter, that is also redox reaction. Cellular respiration which takes place, that is also redox reaction. So all these reactions involves oxidation and reduction reactions. Let us focus on the oxidation reaction first. So here, see, you can see there are different definitions of oxidation reaction. Like addition of oxygen is oxidation, like C plus O2, CO2. So carbon is getting oxidized to carbon dioxide, and it is an oxidation reaction. Removal of hydrogen is also oxidation. See, HCl is converting into chlorine by the removal of hydrogen. So we say HCl to Cl2, it is oxidation. Then sodium is combining with chlorine to form NaCl. So chlorine is what? Electronegative atom or molecule, we can say. So it is addition of electronegative substance is also oxidation. So sodium is getting oxidized to NaCl by combining with electronegative chlorine. Similarly, removal of electropositive element is also oxidation, like HGO. It is removing Hg and converting into O2. So what happens? The electropositive element Hg goes and it converts into O2. So HgO2O2 is oxidation. Then I have written here half reactions like loss of electron, like aluminium is losing electron, 3 electrons, and it is forming aluminium 3 ions, that is oxidation. In fact, it is oxidation half reaction. Cl minus is converting into Cl2 by losing 1 electron, and that is also oxidation. Then what is reduction? Just opposite. We can say that addition of hydrogen is reduction. You can see chlorine is undergoing reduction by combining with hydrogen to form HCl. So it is reduction, Cl2 to HCl. Removal of oxygen is reduction, like H2O to H2. By removal of oxygen, it is reduction. Then addition of electropositive element, that is Mg is added to oxygen and O2 is undergoing reduction by combining with Mg to MgO. Then removal of electronegative. Again, if you take HgO, it is undergoing reduction to Hg by removal of electronegative oxygen atom. So by this way, we can understand that if there is an oxidation, there is a reduction. So it goes simultaneously. That's why oxidation reaction and reduction reactions are half reactions, and that makes the complete reaction called redox reaction. Children, gain of electron is also reduction. See, Mg2 plus is gaining 2 electron and becoming neutral. So it is reduction reaction. Oxygen atom is gaining 2 electron and converting into oxide ion. It is also reduction. So we can say that redox reaction is a chemical reaction in which oxidation and reduction takes place simultaneously. What are the characteristics of redox reaction? Oxidation reduction takes place simultaneously. Then oxygen rich compound is reduced and the oxygen produced is used to oxidize the other reactant. Reactant which loses oxygen, meaning which provides oxygen, we say oxidizing agent. And the reactant which gains oxygen is reducing agent. That means the agent, if it is an oxidizing agent, itself it undergoes reduction. If it is a reducing agent, itself it undergoes oxidation. There are some examples here. Zinc plus copper sulfate. Zinc is converting into zinc sulfate. It is getting oxidized and copper sulfate is getting reduced to copper. So there is an oxidation as well as reduction. Similarly, iron plus copper sulfate, a favorite reaction, very important reaction, where iron sulfate, ferrous sulfate is formed and copper is formed. So here we can say that copper sulfate is getting reduced to copper and iron is getting oxidized to FeSO4. Carbon and zinc oxide, this reacting and it is forming zinc and carbon monoxide. So carbon is combining with oxygen to form carbon monoxide. It is getting oxidized and zinc oxide is getting reduced by removal of oxygen. So we can say, children, here carbon is a reducing agent, reductant, because itself it is undergoing oxidation. Similarly, zinc oxide provides oxygen, so it is an oxidizing agent. Okay, now see next reaction, MnO2 plus 4HCl, MnCl2 gives 2H2O and Cl2. If you look at the reaction, the HCl is removing hydrogen and it is converting into Cl2. And that means what? Removal of hydrogen, that is oxidation. And MnO2 is getting reduced to MnCl2 because there is removal of oxygen. You can see in the picture very clearly CuO plus H2 gives Cu plus H2O. Here CuO to Cu, it is a process of removal of oxygen and reduction. H2 combining with oxygen to form H2O, it is oxidation. So it is a redox reaction. Similarly, Fe3O4 to Fe, in this particular reaction, Fe3O4 to Fe is reduction and H2 to H2O is oxidation. Ionic equation is written here. Zinc is converting into zinc 2 plus. That means it has lost 2 electrons. And those 2 electrons are gained by copper 2 plus and converts into copper. So zinc to zinc 2 plus, loss of electron, oxidation. Copper 2 plus to copper, gain of electrons and it is reduction. So what is reducing agent here? Zinc. And what is oxidizing agent? Copper ions. Okay. These are some reactions, types of reactions which are redox reactions. Fe2O3 plus Al, Fe plus Al2O3. So if you look at this reaction, this is a displacement reaction and it is a redox reaction. Fe2O3 is converting into Fe, removal of oxygen, and Al is combining with oxygen to form Al2O3. So it is a displacement reaction as well as redox reaction. Mg plus nitrogen, Mg3N2. This is combination reaction. So here magnesium is converting into Mg3N2 by combining with nitrogen, which is electronegative. So it is oxidation. Nitrogen is combining with magnesium, which is electropositive, and converting into Mg3N2. So nitrogen is undergoing reduction. So combination reaction as well as redox reaction. Next one, Ki plus Cl2. KCl plus I2, same thing. Ki, potassium iodide, is converting into KCl, and that means chlorine is combining with potassium and it is, that is electropositive. So chlorine is undergoing reduction, and in potassium iodide, I I part is changing into I2. If you see Ki2I2, removal of electropositive element. So that means what? It is undergoing oxidation, removal of electropositive element, Ki2I2. Okay, so this is again redox and displacement reaction. Then C2H5OH is a combustion reaction. Alcohol is undergoing combustion to form CO2, water and heat. So here oxygen is acting as an oxidant and ethyl alcohol is undergoing reduction. Children, double displacement reactions are not redox reaction because there is no change in the oxidation states. That is, we say the valencies or the charges on the ions remains the same. There is a latest definition of redox reaction. We say that increase in oxidation state, or we can say number, which you'll be studying in higher classes, that is oxidation, and decrease in oxidation number in a reaction is reduction. So we will be discussing in higher classes. So double displacement reactions are not redox reaction because their valence remains the same. Let us perform one activity, 1.11 of NCERT textbook. What we have done here, we have taken copper powder in a china dish and we heat it. Okay, so when we heat it in presence of air, it converts into a blackish substance, copper 2 oxide, cupric oxide. And this is oxidation. You can see here copper is converting into CuO, oxidation. O2 is combining with electropositive copper, so it is reduction. Okay, so if hydrogen gas is passed over this heated material, that is copper oxide, if you pass H2, then what happens? We get back copper and water is released. So here if you see, copper oxide is converting into copper, removal of oxygen, and it is reduction, and H2 is undergoing oxidation. So that means what is reducing agent here? H2. What is oxidizing agent here? Copper oxide. Very important, okay. Then that means once again we will do the definition of oxidant or oxidizing agent. Substance which helps in oxidation is known as oxidizing agent. Itself it undergoes reduction. Reductant which helps in reduction and reducing agent and itself undergoes oxidation. See here MnO2 is changing into MnCl2. It is undergoing reduction. So it is oxidant. HCl is undergoing change from HCl to Cl2, removal of electropositive element. So it is undergoing oxidation. So it is reductant. Okay, that means reducing agent helps in reduction, itself undergoes oxidation. Oxidizing agent helps in oxidation, itself undergoes reduction. So HCl is undergoing oxidation and HCl is reductant. Now see again some more reactions here, Mg plus O2 MgO. So Mg2 MgO oxidation, therefore it is reducing agent, O2 is oxidant. C plus O2 CO2, C is converting into CO2 oxidation, so carbon is reductant. O2 is converting into CO2, so what is happening? O2 is undergoing reduction, so it is oxidant. Zinc oxide plus carbon, already we discussed, so here zinc oxide is oxidant and carbon is reductant. Okay, so let us summarize. We know that redox reaction, always complete reaction takes place. If there is oxidation, there is a reduction. So redox reaction involves oxidation and reduction, which takes place simultaneously. Otherwise, we have to call it as half reaction. It will never be a complete reaction. So oxidation means addition of oxygen. Reduction means addition of hydrogen. Oxidation means removal of hydrogen. Reduction means removal of oxygen. Oxidation means addition of electronegative. Reduction means addition of electropositive. And loss of electron is oxidation. Gain of electron is reduction. That's all. Thank you so much.